Good afternoon. You are listening to Verulam Sports, and we're really lucky today. We're joined on the line by Radlett's own, and indeed the chairman of the high-flying Brentford Bees Football Club. He's whisked his way up the motorway today. They're playing Huddersfield. They're really on fire, and I can't wait to discuss it all. Welcome back to Verulam Sports, Mr. Cliff Curran. How are you doing?
Thanks very much, Tony. Happy New Year, you and all the listeners.
And
it's
right
been,
back,
a cracking start to the year.
Well, goodness me, what a cracking season, Cliff. I'll tell you what, last time you and I were on, we were kind of just looking ahead to the season. Obviously, a historic one this year. The last at Griffin Park, which has obviously been your home ground since 1904. And we ended it, didn't we? Because all things are possible at that stage. Say, well, wouldn't it be a dream? Wouldn't it be marvellous if you were playing your football in a new stadium in the Premier League? Right now, third in the Championship with the best goal difference in the league. Dreams can come true, I think Gabriel once said, Cliff.
Yes, they certainly can. It still would be an incredible achievement for us as a football club. But just over halfway through the season, we're obviously very happy with the position we find ourselves in. But as you know, football's a funny old game, and you just have to take one game at a time and see where we get to. But at this moment in time, we're very, very happy with where we're sitting.
Absolutely. Just apologies, fourth in the league, but a game in hand over your near rivals geographically and actually in the table this year, Fulham.
Yeah.
But goal difference across the league, plus 23. That is actually the league's best. And you've got the meanest defence in the league. I, again, remember chatting to you about an ex-Leeds player. Obviously, that's where my heart still lies.
Yeah.
Pontus Janssen, the Swedish international, 23 caps. Tell me about how he's performed and his leadership qualities this campaign.
Yes, he's absolutely shone for us this season. He came in the summer. We made him immediately. And he has shown all of those leadership. Over the last few years, Brentford's Achilles heel has been the defence. We haven't really been strong in leaking far too many goals. And this season, the appointment of Pontus as captain, bringing him in with Ethan Pinnock from Barnsley, and quite importantly, the capture of Christian Norgaard, who's been playing in the centre of midfield, just in front of the back four. Those three have made a huge difference. Plus, of course, we brought David Raya in, the goal from Blackburn, and they've really added so much quality to our defensive unit that we now have the best defensive record in the league, and without affecting our ability to score goals in abundance. So it's looking very good at the moment.
Well, you're literally getting it done at both sides there. That mean defence, as you've broken down brilliantly there. But 44 goals scored. Actually, again, second only behind league-leading West Brom at the moment. And you're what they've been dubbed the BMW, kind of riding you high, aren't they? And one guy who has been a revelation, goodness me, Ollie Watkins, on fire. 18 goals. He's level with Mitrovic at Fulham, with top scorer so far this campaign, 18 and 27. Last two seasons in 86 games, only bagged 20. So something has really ignited him this campaign.
Yes, we lost Neil Mopay in the summer, and we weren't able to find a replacement for him at centre forward. But we already knew that Ollie had the qualities to move from the left wing into that centre forward position. And I have to say, he's exceeded our expectations in scoring 18 goals so far. But the way he's led the line, the fact that so many of his goals he's scored from inside the six-yard box, he's turned out to be a real predator. And along with Brian Mbeumo, who we brought in from France in the summer, and Saeed Benrahma in his second season, that BMW up front have really heard through the first half of the season.
As you say, it's going great guns at the moment. Again, the Championship, I would say, is one of the hardest leagues in all of world football. So many competitive teams in there, and the momentum can change. But at the moment, riding high. I think you're bidding for a fourth straight league win, which would be phenomenal. Again, what I want to come back to is just how innovative you are as a club. Have to financially punch above your weight. You have a wonderful international scouting infrastructure. Again, you know, links with Iceland, links with Uganda, really have been a very innovative football club. And I guess that now is showing the shoots of really, really a lot of long-term thinking, a lot of hard effort and process management.
Indeed, we were, I think it's fair to say, maligned when we closed our academy back in 2016. That was a really tough decision, but we felt it was the right one for the long-term benefit of the club. And as a football club, as you probably know, Tony, many clubs just look at the short term because it's all about results and all about how you do in the year.
I know that full well from Leeds United. Still, it's only just the beginning to dream again of the promised land of the Premier League after, you know, those few Champions League sets. And then they went the let's bankroll it route. Not smart, it proved to be.
No, indeed. And so we kind of took a longer term view. And we felt that creating a B-team environment where we could pick up 16, 17 and 18-year-olds that were released by bigger clubs and international clubs and help develop them has been a real bonus for us, because a number of those players have now got been with us a couple of years and they've now moved into the first team squad, which means that we've been able to bolster the numbers for our first team squad without having to spend huge amounts of money. And that's aligned with our recruitment policy, where we've been able to sell players and then buy replacements who turned out to be almost as good, if not better, than the players we've sold, has meant that we've been able to continue to be a top 10 team in the Championship. And obviously this year, do better than we have done at this stage of the season for something like 75 years. So it's all very positive. We've got the new stadium, which is now less than 3 months away from being completed. It's looking magnificent, and the fans are really beginning to feel the excitement about moving to the new stadium.
Again, Griffin Park, the historic Griffin Park, your home since 1904. I think one of the few stadium, certainly in England, where there is still standing opportunities, a unique atmosphere. But my goodness me, we dreamt about it, and it's pushing into the realms of reality, a Premier League start for that wonderful new stadium, all-seater.
Yes, it's very much a possibility, but of course we are still 6 points behind your favourite team Leeds, 7 points behind West Brom. There's 27 games played, so only another 19 to be played. And a lot can happen in those 19 games. We have to keep our form, and that, as you know, is always difficult. Others may have been through bad patches and start playing better. But if we can keep our form going, if we carry on playing the way we have been over the last couple of months, then we certainly are going to be there or thereabouts come the end of the season. But for two letters, if is probably the biggest word in football.
Do you know what? That's spoken like a man who truly understands the nature of long-term process thinking and how to truly create a culture of success. That attitude and philosophy is the emblem of all successful sporting clubs across all sports. It will treat you well, I'm sure. Today's fixture then, exciting. Potentially an opportunity to see yet another international acquisition. The striker Halil Dersulu, I hope I got his name reasonably right, signed from Sparta Rotterdam. A chance to maybe get in amongst and alter up a bit the BMW?
Absolutely. Halil has joined at the beginning of January, has been training well with us and is ready to help us in our fight to get into the top two. He's a nice lad. And for those of you who know Turkish, I'm told that the pronouncement of his name is Dövşolu.
Ah, thank you. I'll take that. I'll say it's a great one, though. Good. I'm sure he'll be every bit as much a star as some of those other international flavoured players. Again, reflecting again the innovative, the forward planning, pan the globe scouting infrastructure you have. But always, this needs to be capably overseen. And what I've been very, very impressed with this season is how, obviously, the successes of last season caused Mr. Smith to be snapped up by Aston Villa. And Thomas Frank stepped up and very calmly, very kind of, he seems a very kind of understated gentleman, but has just handled these different personalities and seems to have blended them into a vision of a team playing very, very dynamic football, but with that stress on safety at the back. Brilliant man, I would say.
Yes, Thomas is a lovely, lovely man. Very intelligent, a deep thinker on the game, very, very clued up on tactics and knows exactly what he wants his players to do, and make sure that they have a really good understanding of the game plan in each and every game. And having joined us originally as third coach, he stepped up to first team coach when Dean Smith left. He lost 8 of his first 10 games, and there were lots of people questioning whether he was the right man for the job. But we felt that the football was generally, and in time it would come good. And in fact, that's exactly what happened. He's gone from strength to strength. We brought in his assistant, Brian Reamer, who's also had an excellent start with the club. And for those who want to follow the brand, certainly on Sky TV, we're on TV 3 times in the next 6 weeks. We've got Leicester on BBC One in the Cup next week, then Hull away, and then Blackburn at home in February. So there's opportunities for your listeners to watch Brentford on TV and just see how good a football team we really are.
Yeah, absolutely. Just to appreciate your time. Just a couple of few things before I let you go. Obviously, last season, Cliff, you were a chairman of the FA Cup committee. You alluded to a big fourth-round tie, Leicester City flying high themselves in the Premier League. Again, that's at Griffin Park. I'm sure the atmosphere in that one will be absolutely dynamic. And I suppose a little bit of a chance to get a bit of a potential acid test were the dream to prove the reality.
Yes. Of course, but we'll have to wait and see what names are on the team sheet. Leicester have got a league game before the cup tie on the Wednesday, and then they have the second leg of their Carabao Cup semi-final. Aston Villa Tuesday, so I mean, rest players for the FA Cup game. We have Forest at home on the Tuesday, and Forest are in the top 6, so we'll be very keen to make sure that our players are in good shape for that game, and so no doubt we'll also rest a few. But nevertheless, it's a great opportunity for us to gauge ourselves against the top Premier League team.
In action, though, in the Championship, high-flying as you are, away at Huddersfield. Record, in historical terms, pretty shocking, really, against the guys from the sort of Yorkshire neck of the woods there. Bees only 1 win in the last 6 away at Huddersfield. Huddersfield, of course, claimed your scalp back in November. Chance for sweet revenge today.
Absolutely. They played very well on that day, and they deserve their victory, so we're very much focused on taking our revenge today and making sure that we get back into third place at the end of today's matches.
Leapfrogging near rivals Fulham, I'm sure always that would have an extra special flavour for it on the journey home. But ultimately, it's what it counts to on the pitch, as you guys have been demonstrating all so well, all campaign. In closing, Cliff, as I say, always really grateful for your time and your insights. Tell us all about how we can get involved with Brentford, the website, and again, this last historic season with Griffin Park, and maybe chances to watch Premiership football, or certainly high Championship level football, in your new all-seater stadium next year.
Indeed, thanks, Tony. www.newstadiumatbrentfordfc.com is where you'll find out all about our new stadium. Currently, tickets are being sold to season ticket holders, and so it won't be until about May of this year that either season non-season ticket holders or non-members will be able to buy season tickets. But by that time, we'll know what league we're in. And irrespective of whichever league it is, if anyone wants to come down and have a really good time on football, playing football, then the opportunity is there round about May, June time to buy tickets. So please, anyone interested, look at the website, follow the team over the next few months, and let's see where it takes us.
Tell you what, this, it would be interesting, wouldn't it, to have the Bees versus the Hornets in a Premier League next season? And at the start
that
of this campaign, with Watford struggling and, you know, not many people would necessarily start the Ergo Brentford Championship, that would have been unusual. But like you're proving, dreams do come true, Cliff, and I'm a believer. Have a great game today and I wish you well.
Thanks very much, Tony, and all the best to all your listeners.
Top man. Thanks a million.